What's up, you guys? Welcome to the very first episode of the Evolution of Her podcast. I am your host, Kennedy. Welcome, 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 welcome. If you've been rocking with me for a minute, then you know that we have done a lot of rebranding. If you've been rocking with me for a minute, then you know that we've come from a long way. I started my podcast journey back in 2020, and the title of the podcast was Is That All You Got? And then we transitioned after that, after I graduated college, into Journey, the number two self, this duality of figuring out who I am, and then my upbringing and who I was, you know, who I thought I was just by upbringing and childhood and friendships and who the world told me I was and who I actually took the time through introspection and self-awareness and just journeying back to myself to figure out who I am. So we've navigated through all of that, and now here we are at the evolution of her. And I'm happy, y'all. I'm so happy. The evolution of her, I want to be a sacred space. I want it to be for empowerment, encouragement, uplifting, grounding yourself in faith. I want it to be a space where both men and women can heal and grow. This is not just limited to women. It literally is the evolution of her, as in me. I'm uncovering my essence. I am digging deep to figure out who I am and who God has called me to be, chasing purpose. And you all get to join me on that journey and evolve with me. So the evolution of her is a movement, y'all. It's so much bigger than just this podcast. And as we grow together, you'll get to see how I unpack it all. But with that being said, today's episode is literally titled It's Bigger Than You. It's bigger than you. I went back and forth between it's bigger than you and uncover your essence. But I think you'll hear me saying uncover your essence so many times throughout the next couple of weeks and episodes that I'm not even going to go there. So you'll hear that enough. It's bigger than you. Really, really. This song, Bigger, by Beyonce on that Lion King album, y'all. I favorited it, and every time I'm just like randomly shuffling my music in my phone and I'm just getting ready, it always comes on and it reminds me, if you feel insignificant, you better think again. You better wake up, because you're part of something way bigger. You're part of something way bigger. Not just a speck in the universe. Not just a Bible verse. You are the living word. You're part of something way bigger. Oh my gosh. If it's a God dream, God vision, God goal, and it's God, it truly is God driven, then it is bigger than you. And if you think that you can achieve it on your own, then you're thinking small. You need to be thinking big. You're thinking small, you need to be thinking big. Because if it is truly God rooted, and God is truly at the foundation, and it really is a God-given dream, it is so much bigger than you. It scares you, it frightens you, but excites you at the same time, because you have no idea how you're going to get to this level, this version. You have no idea how you're going to get to that goal, that dream, that vision. But at the same time, you know that he wouldn't give it to you if he was not going to stick with you throughout the process of getting there. If you see me looking down at all any times, I have my notes to keep me on track so I don't go off rambling, okay, y'all? But know that if he calls you to the thing, he will develop, cultivate, and help push you through that thing. I think our biggest battle is us versus us, me versus me. You hear it all the time. That battle of, like, you standing in your own way out of fear of perception, out of fear of, like, imposter syndrome is also another thing that plays a factor into it. Just not knowing who you are. That's why introspection is so important. That's why journeying back to yourself and figuring out who you are at the core, not allowing others to define who you are, is so important, because you have to know who you are. And you have to know, like, when you see people out chasing their, like, I'll use, no, I won't use any examples, but when you see, like, people just in their prime, what looks like their prime, we never, like, for a second step back and ask, how did they get there? Like, what work was put in? What self-awareness had to take place? Like, you have to almost be your biggest cheerleader. You have to be your number one fan. You have to look at yourself in the mirror and remind yourself that I am her. I hope you all enjoyed the little mini video I put together just in preparation for this. Like I said, it's a movement. I want to do a different version for my fellas too, but for right now, you know, it's Women's History Month. It's a lot going on that's centered around just celebrating women, and so I just want to celebrate a few women in my life. I reached out to a lot of people, and I know that a lot of things come up, so not everyone that I wanted to be in it got to be in it, but trust me, I want to do this thing, I think, coming up weekly, where I just highlight a woman or two women in my life. It may even be more. Just highlight a few people throughout the week and just put a spotlight on them, let them shine, and talk about just their journey through womanhood, their journey through manhood, whatever. It's just, I don't know what I'm going to call it yet, but y'all just be on the lookout for that. I just, like I said, want to create a space to empower, uplift, and really just allow people to shine their light. And so, yeah, I want to do that weekly. But anyway, if you watch the little film, not little, if you watch the film called Womanhood, I forgot the name of it. Anyway, if you watch the film, thank you. Shout out to you if you liked, comment, and shared it. It was really fun putting that together. But I saw all of that to say, you have to really remind yourself that you are him, you are her. Like, you really are all of that in a bag of chips. And no one else is going to believe that until you believe that. And so for me, it took throwing out the fear of perception. For the longest, I did battle with that. I'm one of the people who was selfish. I was like, you know, I'll drop a selfie here and there, but like, I'm tired of y'all thinking y'all know me. I'm tired of, you know, having to be in the spotlight. I don't really want anyone to perceive me. I don't want to be perceived. I kind of like doing my own little solo dolo thing, being in the background. And God is like, yeah, that's a joke. If you think that all that I placed inside of you, you're just gonna let lay dormant and then you're just gonna hide from the world, no, not gonna happen, sweetie. Come forth, daughter. And so if you find yourself in that season, I really do recommend that you start to journal, you start to pray, and you really start to ask God to help you with overcoming that fear of perception, and really defeating that imposter syndrome, and really just speaking and pouring back into yourself. We do have a tendency to pour a lot into others. We do have a tendency to believe in others' dreams, and then it's like our own just lay dormant, our own just sit on a back burner. And then when it's time for us to really cultivate and bring forth those ideas and dreams, you start to realize that people don't really, you know, want to pour into you like you're pouring into them. So then you find yourself like, wait a minute, you know, when it was your goals and your dreams, I was in the front row, like, whoop, whoop. But now that it's mine, you like, look around, everybody on mute. And I don't like that. So it forces you, when you really start to do the inner work, when you really start pursuing what it is that you're passionate about, it forces you to weed out the bad apples, the bad fruit, and to really clear and cleanse your circle. And that's okay, because when God calls you to where he wants you to be, he will surround you with the people that you need to be surrounded with. He will connect you with the connections. He will allow you to be in a place where you can network, and he will provide that provision and really make sure that you are able to carry forth what it is that he's trying to birth through you. So if you're going through that, if you're in the stage, whether it is, you know, battling and trying to conquer fear of perception or imposter syndrome, or if you're in that stage where you've gotten past that, now you're at level two, you're like, okay, I'm starting to lose everybody, I'm starting to bring forth my ideas, my goals, my visions, I'm starting to go after what it is I'm passionate about, and I don't feel like I have people that are backing me. Sometimes it's just you and God. Is, y'all seen that little quote going around everywhere where it's like, God, you know, when God called you to, or when he gave you that vision or dream, it wasn't a conference call. It was just a meeting with you and him. It was a good old one-on-one. And so stop trying to force people to support you. Stop trying to force people to understand that with which God has given you. And also stop trying to water it down. When you're talking about what it is that you're passionate about, when you're talking about what it is that God has called you to, don't you dare for a second start watering down or dumbing down your ideas. ideas and this little small thing I'm putting together, this little, like I had earlier, you know, I had to correct myself, but it ain't little, ain't nothing little about what it is that you're trying to do, what it is that you're going after, what it is that you're pursuing. Nothing small about it at all, baby. It's big. It's bigger than you. And so sometimes you can't even articulate what it is yet because it doesn't make sense. And that's the good thing. It's not supposed to. He is a God that is the great I am. I am as in whatever comes after. You know what I mean? Like, there's no way you could box God in. There's no way God wants you to be boxed in. I love in the film, one of my friends, one of my childhood best friends, she touched on, if you haven't seen it, she touched on just finding out that she could be multifaceted. It's something that I have been trying to just kind of pour into the people around me, especially my friends. Like, don't think that it's just one thing that you're here for. You know, God can use you in so many different areas of your life. He can come in and just shift everything around. You're not just confined to just one thing, to one assignment, to one area. Like, God can blow your mind. And I had to realize that as a creative, I am not just an artist. I'm not just a singer. I'm not just an HBCU, an educated, graduated, college degreed woman. There are so many layers to me. And I love that about journeying through womanhood. I love that about just evolving as a person and a human being. I'm uncovering so many layers and I'm like, oh my gosh, like, you could do that too. And there are so many gifts that he has placed inside of me that I just let lay dormant out of fear of, like, but that doesn't make sense. Like, I have to do just one thing. You have to go to school, then you get the career, then you stay there, then you retire. Like, that is what we are taught by society, by the world. But no, when you give your life to Christ and when you choose to walk this godly walk out, this godly thing, you are opening yourself up to being used in so many different ways. And God is like, I'm not just going to let you just do that one thing. You know, there are so many different ways that I can pour into you and allow you to pour into others. And so I think society will definitely try to box you in. For my individuals who are pursuing content creation or want to do the YouTube thing, I have a lot of cousins who are doing it, and I'm so excited for them because I really want them to carry this thing out. Your greatest advantage will always be your individuality, your uniqueness. And if you are starting out, one of the greatest detriments or you could be watching those videos that tell you, you got to find a niche. You got to watch the algorithm, study the algorithm, and, you know, find out, and then just make all of your content this, and then just be you. You look at those individuals who take off, they have thousands of followers, thousands of views. They are literally being themselves. They are profiting off of their own uniqueness. And so nobody wants to watch what, I mean, yes, granted, in social media and TikTok, we are seeing the same kind of, you know, get ready with me and all these other things, but people bring their own twist and spin to it, right? So, like, if that's what you want to do, you want to kind of stick within a certain niche, then do that and organize your content, but don't feel pressure to box yourself in and think that is what is going to make you take off. Like, no, it is going to be your uniqueness, your individuality that's going to make you stand out. And that alone is what will catapult you into where you want to go and what you want to do. So like I said earlier, you're allowed to change. You're allowed to evolve. Never box yourself in. Never settle. Do it all. Do it all. Put your hand in whatever box you want to put your hand in. Try out different things, especially in your 20s, while you're navigating, figuring out where your career is. Like, don't be afraid to pivot. Do not be afraid to pivot. Before we went into the new year, every year at my church, Bishop T.D. Jakes comes and gives a word, and he came in, and his was to pivot. he talked on pivoting, and it was so, it just struck me to the core, because I was feeling that. We talked about transitions the year before, and now God is saying pivot. He truly is. If that's not working, you're never stuck. We really have to get out of this idea that we are stuck. Like we have nowhere to go. We can't do, like, we have to do a thing. Like, no, God, if you can do it all. If that thing is not working and you really want to change, move, change, grow, pivot, transition, like, don't plant yourself like a tree, you know, thinking that you're rooted, you can't go nowhere, you can't do nothing. You're never stuck in life. You always have a choice. It's just a matter of, do you have the confidence, the courage, the faith to move, even when you cannot see? You know, sometimes it really is faith over fear. That'll catapult you to that next level, to that new thing. You're never stuck anywhere. If you're not happy, you don't have to settle. There's always more. There's always better. Better is always on the way. You know, great, good things are always coming to you if you operate in that space, if you allow that energy to just kind of constantly be making its way to you. If that's what you're putting out into the atmosphere, then that is, You reap what you've sown. I think when I was brainstorming what I wanted to cover in this first episode, what I was going to title it was It's Safe to Be Seen, because I really wanted to tackle that fear of perception. But I just wanted to remind you that you don't have to hide. Like, you don't have to hide. There is so much beauty in your uniqueness. There's so much beauty in you. You bring a certain just spark and light to the world that others do not. And so I think it's just important that you remember that you are needed. Your light is needed. Your ideas matter. Your words matter. Your thoughts matter. So don't ever allow anyone to silence you. Don't ever allow anyone to just kind of tear you down or break you down or to shrink you or to dim your light. That is one of the toughest battles that you will continue to face as individuals who are threatened by your light. People who see you operating in your gift, they see you having the confidence and the faith to go after what it is that you're passionate about, and they're jealous. It intimidates them. It brings forth their insecurities and their lack of faith and them being in a situation where they're stagnant and they're not able to move and they're crippled. So a lot of times it truly is like when you run into people and you just get ugly energy, negative energy, or they're just like, oh, well, it's okay. I'm not worried about that little thing that you got going on. Don't ever take it personal. Never take it personal. Just realize that everyone is in different stages in their lives and just brush it off. You got to learn how to just let it roll off your back. What they say, let it roll off your back. Like, you don't even take it personal. Keep shining your light. Oh, whatever. You walk into a room, keep taking up space. You walk into a room, you hold your head high. Shine that light, baby. Shake the entire room. Every room you walk into is shake that mug. I done got so used to it now. It don't, like, I know when I walk into a place, I come in. I'm going to command the spaces that I'm in. I don't look on my phone anymore. I don't try to, while I'm out, no, baby, I'm here. What they say in The Color Purple? I am here. I'm here. You're going to have to exude that energy. You really are going to have to be dramatic, be extra, give main character energy. Gone are the days where we allow others to be in their main character energy and we just act like supporting characters in our own story. That's the kicker. You acting like you are the co-star in your main movie. Like, you are the main character. The story is about you. So why are you playing small? Why are you acting alike? Why are you acting like it's not about you? It's okay. It's okay to be selfish. It's okay to do things for you. It's okay to go after what it is you're passionate about. And it's okay to tell people, no, you're done. You're done. Because if not, you will find yourself being a serial people pleaser. You will find yourself constantly showing up for people around you. You will find yourself constantly putting your stuff on on hold and running to clean up someone else's baggage. You're not responsible for anyone but yourself. Okay? You're not responsible for anyone but yourself. So start acting like it this year. Start acting like, you know what, y'all? I gotta go. Start implementing self-care days into your weekly routine. And it can be twice a week. Like, it doesn't have to be. Stop making it a thing where it's like you only plan vacations for big moments in your life. Like, when you feel like you need a break and you need to get away, take that PTO, take that time off, and go do that. Like, stop waiting until your birthday. Stop waiting until a holiday. It's like you're telling yourself, I'm not important. You're ignoring your body and yourself, literally telling you, I need a break. That's how you reach burnout. That's how you reach moments where you're like drained and you've poured so much into others and your cup is literally empty. Stop waiting until your cup gets to the bottom and it is empty. And start pouring from a cup, like I say, that is half full, not half empty, half full. Something is always being poured back into it. As you pour into others, others are pouring back into you. And it's that steady and even flow to where you don't even know what burnout looks like, because you give yourself, like, it's like people get upset when they have all these expectations of how their partner or what they want their significant other to be, but they don't even bring that to the table. So that's why you run into people who are like, what do you bring to the table? Because they don't know, they don't already see that. But if you already set a standard, you already cater to yourself in a certain way, you already show up for yourself in a certain way, nobody has room to ask you what you bring to the table. Maybe I am the table and the silverware and the tablecloth. Like, I and the chairs. Like, I show up for myself in such a way that I can't even tell. Like, you're gonna have to bring something. You're gonna have to bring something big, baby. If you want to impress me, you're going to show up for me more than I show up for myself, and I show up pretty darn good. Like, that's the type of mindset that you're gonna have to have moving forward. And people may call you selfish, so be it. But at the end of the day, how can you pour from a cup that is empty? How can you show up for others if you don't even show up for yourself? How can you operate at the fullness of who you are and who God has called you to be, that full energy, that 100%, if you're running on E? You're running on E because you don't take time for yourself, because you don't love yourself. You don't really know what it is to pour into yourself. I don't care if that is the gym. I don't care if that is planning mani-pedi days and scheduling it and, you know, pre-scheduling it, whatever it looks like. That haircut, that hair appointment, like, implement it into your schedule and make it a routine thing so that it's not a special occasion that you're, oh, I'm showing up for me. You should always show up for you. You should always take care of you. Stop putting other people on these high pedestals and making your entire existence about them and pleasing them and making them happy. And they don't care about you. They don't make sure you're good. They don't check up on you. They don't pour into you. They really could care less if you were really going through something. Find you someone who pays attention to you, who considers you inside and outside of their presence. I'm done. Because I'll go on a tangent, y'all. It really irritates me, especially when you are evaluating and you're listening to people that are close to you and important in your life. And you're like, oh, okay, well, tell me about this person. And then they're like, oh yeah, da 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 da. You know, I'm doing this. Have y'all seen Love Is Blind? Like, if you watch Love Is Blind, first of all, I'm not gonna say much. It's a joke. To me, it's a joke. And I saw a comment that was like, when they say Love Is Blind, they literally mean like, love will have you ignoring those red flags and da 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 da. And I'm like, oh, that's what the title means. Not literally. Oh, love is blind. No, love is blind. And love got y'all blinded. And I'm not going to say which specific characters, but come on, y'all. People literally, like, if you just be quiet, if you just shut up, people will literally tell them themselves, especially, no disrespect, men, give them the opportunity to talk and really give them the space to just yappa, 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 yappa. They're going to start telling you the things that they're going to do. That man literally sat there and she tested him. And if you know what I'm talking about. They were at the beach, they were eating, and she offered some of her food. This man said, no, I'm good, and cleared that bowl of soup. And I mean, he lifted that bowl up and literally cleared everything that was left inside of the bowl. Didn't offer a spoon for a sip. He didn't even act like, hey, you know, you want some? A fake me out. He did none of that. People will show you how they are going to show up or not show up for you. You just have to pay attention. It's all in there. You just got to shut up. You got to remove them rose-colored glasses. You got to be quiet. And you got to listen. Do you ever see them showing up for the... Like, they make sure that they're good. Do they make sure that you're good? And on that note, I'm going to be quiet. Be quiet. I'm going to close with this. The life that we desire, that you desire, is on the other side of your willingness to shut out the opinions of others and to really get tunnel vision and to walk this thing out. Your word for the rest of the week, the rest of the month, the rest of the year is audacity. You're going to have the audacity to literally just catapult yourself into what it is that you're passionate about, and just take off. Just take off. Fear only has the power that we give it. Fear only has the power that we give it. So I want to leave some tips for you guys when it comes to applying audacity in this next season of your life. You're like, okay, what does that look like? How do I walk this thing out? Where do I start? Because you just came for me. Just came for me. And now I'm like, okay, well, what do I do? First of all, like I said earlier, rid yourself of imposter syndrome. And also start celebrating yourself. Self-care included, but embrace your achievements, accept that love and praise. Next time someone compliments you when you're out in public, accept it. Don't be like you were in the past where you deflected. Don't do that thing where you're like, oh, thank you, but you're so beautiful too. Where you don't fully accept and embrace that compliment. You accept it, but then you automatically throw that energy back. Like, Get to a point where you're like, thank you very much, and receive that love, that praise, that acceptance. Take a bold risk and step out of your comfort zone. Whether that looks like starting a club, joining a hobby, you've been wanting to do Pilates, you've been wanting to get back in the gym, you've been wanting to join a book club, or you've been wanting to do whatever it looks like. Whatever that looks like for you, how it applies to your life. It's time to get outside. We be like, my man, where he at? My girl, my wife, where she at? And then we be in the house all week and weekend. Get outside. And then let God handle the rest. Because, I mean, he can bring the person to you, but the odds of him, I mean, yeah, he might show up at your local, you know, the grocery store that's around the corner, but who really, like, you? No. Get outside your comfort zone. And don't be afraid to look crazy. Don't be afraid to look crazy. Like I told you, when it's a God-given thing, it's not going to make sense to a lot of people around you. You may not even get the support that you think you want or need. And in all actuality, that support won't even matter. Where you're going, those people may not even talk to them by the time you get to where you're going. So it's like, I didn't need your support. God brought the support that I needed. So stop hyper-focusing on who is not there and take a look around at the people who are on board immediately. I mean, pay attention too, because you don't want someone who is just like, wants to be on board to make sure that they don't miss out on your come up. But at the same time, when you got someone who was like, you know what, I don't even know what you're doing, but I'm all in. Count me in. However you need me to show up and support you, I'm there. That you do want to pay attention to, because it's annoying when people are constantly complaining about what they don't have, who's not around, who's not doing this, it is almost a slap in the face of the people who are. It's like, we here, you know, okay. They ain't show up, too bad. They missed out. Like, that's their loss. That's their L that they'll have to sit with and take. But as for us, we're here. So let's start just showing love to people who show up for us without question, who we know will be there without a shadow of doubt. And then, like, rid yourself of this idea that people care, because they don't. Everyone around you is just trying to find themselves. We're all trying to find ourselves. We're trying to find balance. We're trying to find love. We're trying to figure out what our purpose is. We're all just kind of operating in that space. And so you really have to just kind of get out of the mindset of people around you actually hyper-focusing in on you, because they're not. People are not nitpicking everything about your life. And if they are, you know, they might be a little off. That has nothing to do with you. Nobody cares. Nobody really cares. Nobody really cares. You want to battle and conquer social anxiety? Act like nobody cares, because nobody does care. You think that all the eyes are on you, but they're really not. You may have some monitoring spirits now, I ain't gonna lie. You may have some people watching just to see if you really do take off. Who cares? Who cares? What role are they truly going to play in your success and your story taking off? None at all. They're just going to continue to be there watching, so let them watch. And last but not least, fill yourself. What they say, turn your swag up. This sounds so corny. Turn your swag up. I'm going to need you to activate that godfidence. I call it godfidence. It's a combination of audacity, faith without fear, hyper-confidence. Like, I'm untouchable. Untouchable. That's what godfidence is. That inner hype man who's like, I don't care what you say. I don't care what you think. I look good. I look good. I'm feeling myself. I am all of that. I did that. You did that. It's just being your biggest hype man. Also being, you know, open and receptive to constructive criticism and things of that nature, but not like beating yourself up and really. It's like you really have to learn how to filter criticism too. You really have to learn how to, like, everything that everyone says to you, you don't have to receive. You don't. You can be nice and be like, thank you. I appreciate you for sharing your opinion. And I'll think on it. Leave it at that. You do not have to internalize and stomach the things that people say. A lot of times it comes from their own insecurities. Or just flat out jealousy. Sometimes. And then you have people who just like to talk. Sometimes people just really like listening to themselves talk, so you just gotta let them talk. And then you be like, thank you. Thank you so much. And you're nice about it, and you keep it moving. Every criticism that you get, every, like, and piece of advice that you get, you do not have to internalize and accept, especially if it's not credible. If it's not coming from a credible source, then, like what I said earlier, let it roll off your back. Let it roll off your back. Have they even gone forth and actually pursued what it is that they want to pursue? Are they walking in their purpose? Are they actively carrying it out, that which they, you know, preach about and talk about? If they're themselves not doing it, then who are you to tell me? You know what I mean? So it's like, y'all internalize too much. Y'all care too much about what people have to say. Who cares? Who are you? You're not God, so I'm gonna keep pushing. Thanks, no thanks. And if you want some songs, if you really want some songs to listen to throughout the week, that kind of pour, that I always encourage everyone to make a playlist. Mine's is called I have one that's like called Just Breathe, and then I have one that's like called That Girl or something like that. Just put your favorite songs in there. It don't even have to be 500 songs. It could just be 10 of your favorite songs that just get you in that like hype mood that really just kind of make you excited. Put that in a playlist, and then every time you're feeling that imposter syndrome, that fear of perception, anytime you feel those negative spirits kind of creeping up, put that song on, put that playlist on shuffle, and really just start allowing it to encourage and to speak life back into you. Because Bigger, of course, by Beyonce. I've been loving Cleo Soul. If you don't know Cleo Soul and you're not hip to who Cleo Soul is, get hip to who Cleo Soul is immediately. She has a song called Know That You Are Loved. To be honest, the song repeats lyrics. It's almost like a mantra. If you want to wake up in the morning to that, I highly advise you to know that you are loved. Always you are loved. Miracle, of course, by Jonathan McReynolds and Molly Music. And then I listen to Masterpiece by Jasmine Sullivan. Of course, I listen to That Girl by Beyonce. There are tons of songs that are in that playlist that just get me in a mood where I'm like, oh yeah, you right. You right. I'm doing that thing again where I start playing small. I'm doing that thing again where I start listening to people. I'm doing that thing again where I start acting like I'm not that girl. Baby, you are. So go ahead and wipe the crust out of your eyes. Go brush your teeth. Wash your face. Put that lash on. Fix your hair up. And get outside. I don't mean act a fool, act a clown. I just mean, you know, get out of that rut. Get yourself up out of that negative, that nasty space, place that has you feeling like you not who God has called you and purposed you to be. Yes, have your down moments, but it's time that you go ahead and let yourself grieve. Let yourself soak in it. I only give myself about 24, 48 hours to do so. Barely 48. It's time to snap back. It's time for you to stop giving yourself weeks and days to sit in this negative, this just nasty headspace. And space. You can do it all, baby. The world is your canvas. The world is literally at your... Go. Get up. Stop making excuses. Go after it. Grind. Put in the work. We want results and we don't want to put in no work. You want to post about 2-3 videos. Guilty of it. Guilty of it. Guilty of it. And you trying to take off. You like, where my views at? Baby, give it some time. Sweetie, give it some time. You gotta work that thing. Them overnight successes, they don't typically last too long. Them people fade off and you like, where they at? Them one-hit wonders, you don't want to be that. You want something that is timeless. So it's going to take work. You're going to have to build you a fan base. You're going to have to put in the work and be consistent and establish discipline. There are so many things that God is trying to work within you, whether that's discipline, consistency. He's trying to birth something inside of you, but he has to make sure that everything is in alignment. So sometimes it just takes time and consistency. He has to see, are you really dedicated to this, and what is your heart posture as you are doing this thing? Make sure that it's pure intentions. Make sure that you are standing and operating in your individuality, and you're not copying for the sake of just trying to be famous or popular, etc., etc. Make sure that you have pure intentions. And with that being said, I'm gonna stop this right here because I could go on, y'all. I could go on. But I've got so much to cover. And like I said, if you're not already connected with us on social media, go follow us on Instagram. Go tap in with us across all, you know, podcast platforms. This will be, audio will be available. So if you're on the go, you're driving, you're out, you're taking a walk, you're at the gym, and you want to just listen, you don't want to watch, then you can definitely tap in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify. Like, it's all there and available to you. I love you guys. I really, really do. I'm excited to see where this goes. Uncovering your essence is the theme. It will continue to be the reoccurring theme. Let's start doing the work. Go home, get in your bag. I hope this video made you get in your bag, go home, and go back to that drawing board and get in that journal and start drafting out them ideas and go back to what God, write it down so that you can look back later and be like, oh shoot, I'm sitting in an answered prayer. God bless me, and I'm over here complaining, and he did what I asked him to do, right? So yeah, let's get them. Let's get to it. Like, come on, y'all. What you want him to give to somebody else? What you want him to carry it forth through someone else? When you're capable of it, you just standing in your way. You acting like you're not that girl. You acting like you're not that guy. You're acting like you're not him. And you are. You bigging up other people. You like, oh, shoot, I wish I could. Whole time they wish they was you. Whole time they wish they had that sauce. I'm playing. But yeah, so I will see you guys in the next episode.